Hello, this is Nisha here. This is a podcast on gifted children. I really love it when I'm proven right, even if I have to wait about 10 years. So, one of my more memorable meetings after I started this school was with the leader of a program for gifted children. And I went along to it pretty open, but there was a point, like there is in most meetings I've gone to over time, where I say something and the shutters come down. And I was talking about having a young gifted student working with one of the teachers at that time, and the fact that we realized that the reason that he'd stopped trying and switched off in school was that he was just so bored, and that they realized they presented him with a junior cert maths paper at the time, so he was 11, and that was material that he shouldn't have been doing till he was 15, and he did the paper in about half an hour. And so we continued to present him with alternative material and then to help him to catch up in the areas that he'd switched off in. I called his mother in and I said that it was really important for him to be put into an A-stream group and for them to realize how bright he was. And they were of African origin. And so I really felt at the time that that was part of the reason why no one had had the conversation. No one had sought to see that this beautiful black being was incredibly bright. And it was a lot to do with our perceptions and our failings at the time as a society. Anyway, that was the shutter moment, because they were like, oh, you can't go ahead in learning. You can't accelerate people's learning. You have to, treat them like as if, like, basically they're really special with an IQ test. And, you know, they're only in with other special people. And you do material that's peripheral to their learning in order to keep their interest, right? And there's so much wrong with that. Like, it works very well for some personalities. Like, some personalities need to feel clever, need to feel like the smartest person in the room, and that's fine. I'm not sure as a society it's exactly what we should be building, but there you go. I would be more inclined to encourage them to use their talents and their abilities and show them that they could nurture other people around them. We did that too. We created, like, the demographics in a classroom so that there were people who were ahead and they were encouraged to help the people who were struggling. But with that, you don't build all of your skills. You become a sort of a one-hit wonder, that you're expected to be talented only in one area. And there are many other skills that you don't develop. There's much of your sense of self that you don't develop. You may still check out of the classroom. You may still give up in school, because you don't feel like it's matching you. And so I think it's really important to balance all of those needs. And in doing an accelerated program in the one area that you're really talented at, makes you benchmark yourself and feel really good at what you're doing, and then not give up on everything else. Because you now have a goal and you have an aim, you have something to work with, and you understand that you need the other parts to get there, and that there's benefits to you learning with others in other subjects that you're not so brilliant at. Like, it ends up being an all-round package. It's kind of like how to keep people engaged, how to keep them part of the learning environment with a few tweaks. And so now a study has finally come out that's just shown all of that. It's just shown that all of the other thinking leads to exactly where I thought it led. Exclusion and feeling really miserable, not feeling like you can challenge yourself. So I'm feeling pretty chuffed about that. I'm feeling particularly chuffed for all the students that it might help, for the difference in reflection, because it takes so little effort. All you have to do is find one teacher ahead in the chosen subject and keep going, and everything else will continue to develop and take over, and no one needs to be isolated.